This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation is making a final push to promote the U.S. Census. Tribal leaders signed a proclamation over the weekend recognizing the month of September as 2020 Navajo Census Month. Leaders are encouraging Navajo people to complete the census for much-needed federal funds for tribal programs and grants. In a recent Navajo Nation virtual town hall, Arben Mitchell with the Navajo Census Area urged people to fill out their form, saying there's less time to do so due to the federal government's decision to end the census count a month early and COVID-19, which has impacted census activities, including the hiring of workers.
We're short 31 days to do this operation. 88,000 households is what we have here on the Navajo Nation. So if we're only like 20%, you know, we're still need to do a lot of household. Although if we're short on our workforce, it's a double impact. If we don't do our response, then if we don't have the workforce out there.
The proclamation states census efforts have been severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navajo Nation experienced a high infection rate, which the tribe has diverted many resources to. As of the proclamation signing, nearly 18% of households on the Navajo Nation had been counted. A North Dakota group is continuing its work to overcome challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic to engage with Native voters as the November election nears. Mike Moen has more.
2018 was a banner year for voter participation among North Dakota tribal members when record turnout was reported. Deborah Yellow Earring with North Dakota Native Vote says they're pushing just as hard to educate voters in 2020. He says they're hiring and training volunteers from four different reservations to do outreach work in their communities. The group notes that's safer than having canvassers travel to different spots, creating more COVID risks. He adds this approach maintains the mission of grassroots work.
The community has their own voice, that the community has their own efforts, and that they're creating their own representation.
However, there still are limitations. Volunteers in 2018 were able to spread messages through large community gatherings, but the pandemic won't allow for that in 2020. Yellow Earring says while he's still hopeful that voters haven't lost that energy, the crisis could provide a setback for voter turnout this time around. Yellow Earring says they're also appealing to county auditors to add as many ballot drop boxes in tribal communities as possible while providing more accommodations at polling locations. Meanwhile, Yellow Earring says they're trying not to overlook Native Americans living in urban areas.
Some of the feedback that we got from some of the urban communities is sometimes they feel left out or forgotten, because there's always an emphasis on, you know, reservation-based efforts.
As it is with tribal communities, he says the pandemic provides challenges in connecting with urban Native voters face-to-face. But Yellow Earring says the message stays the same. Education about the process is key to getting more Native Americans to participate and have their voices heard.
That was Mike Moen reporting. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is sponsoring a weekly lecture series in September on culturally responsive education in Southeast Alaska. The series will explore educational inequity and social injustices in the education system and how colonization has impacted Tlingit culture and history. The lectures will air at the lunch hour and streamed on Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's YouTube channel. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by AARP, fighting to protect 50-plus voters, making sure they're heard on issues like Social Security and Medicare, prescription drug prices, and ensuring that 50-plus Americans can vote safely from home or in person. More information at aarp.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.